From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Lebanon Opera House in Lebanon, New Hampshire, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Now, New Hampshire, of course, is one of the most conservative states in the nation. And Vermont is, of course, one of the most liberal. And this week, we are broadcasting to you from right on the border. In just a couple of weeks, in fact, there's going to be the annual spring ritual of the mocking of the neighbors, in which Vermonters and New Hampshireites gather on their respective sides of the Connecticut River, just a few miles from here, shout insults at each other, and throw rotten fruit to the opposite bank. And then, true to their respective natures, the Vermonters gather up the produce to distribute to the needy. And the New Hampshire people repackage theirs as organic produce and sell it to tourists at a 300% markup. Of course, we're giving away Carl's voice on your home answering machine at no charge, but you do have to call in and win one of our games. So give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant this week. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mary McHugh from Fairfax, Virginia.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm fine.
How
are things? This is the home of George Mason University, you know.
Oh, I know. I've heard of them. That little school that could do it all, or at least almost all. Everybody's very excited there.
Yeah, it's crazy around here. I wish I looked good in green and gold.
Really? Had you ever, I'm going to ask you a question. Had you ever watched or paid attention to a George Mason University basketball game in your life before about 2 weeks ago?
No, not even when I worked on the campus.
There you are. Just checking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel with us this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Fine.
Also say hello to one of the two women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, the reliable sorceress, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hey, Mary. Go Patriots. I'm so excited for you.
Go Pat.
And also say hello to humorist and author, New Hampshire's own Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hi, Mary.
P.J., what a thrill.
Oh.
Mary, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will start us off today with three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, of course, you will win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine, saying, go Patriots, if that's still important to you by that time. All right, here we go. Here is your first quote.
The president has to have time to eat, sleep, and be merry, or he'll make angry, grumpy decisions. So, I have to make sure he has time to eat, sleep, and be merry.
That was someone in the Bush administration describing his job in an interview 2 years ago. This week, he told the president that somebody else would have to block out that executive be merry time. Who resigned his post?
I guess that was Andy Card.
Yes, Andy Card. Very good. The president's now former chief of staff. For weeks now, pundits of every variety have said that the White House needs a staff shakeup to get out of its current doldrums. So this week, the president announced he'd be replacing his chief of staff, Andrew Card, a Bush insider who'd been with him since his first inauguration, with Office of Management and Budget Director Josh Bolton, a Bush insider who's been with the president since his first inauguration. As for the new chief of staff, Mr. Bolton, he's known for his fondness for bowling, true, and the fact that he keeps a copy of the kids' book, Walter the Farting Dog, on his office coffee table.
That pretty much explains Iraq strategy.
Yeah, it does.
What is the story with this administration and kids' books?
Yeah, I know.
Between a very hungry caterpillar and my pet goat and Walter the farting dog, did any of these people ever read the Hardy Boys? They'd have figured some stuff out.
It's part of the Leave No Administration Official Behind initiative.
Now, one of the advantages that Mr. Bolton has, it turns out, as he takes over this important job, is that he's already very popular with the White House staff. This is a true, an actual quote from, of course, Karl Rove. Quote, quote, I love him in an entirely appropriate way. All right, very good, Mary. Here is your next quote.
I am about to be sent back to Cuba as it is. I better be careful.
That was Senator Mel Martinez doing his best to be extra special careful as he and the rest of the Senate took up a controversial bill that would change how the nation deals with what issue?
Oh, must be the illegal immigrants.
Exactly right. Well, you know, we've taken care of Afghanistan. We've done a great job with Iraq, more or less. And we would go kick Iran's butt, but they can maybe fight back. So, conservative members of Congress picked a new target. Those individual axes of evil who have the unmitigated gall to come here illegally and trim our hedges. So Republicans in the House, they passed a bill cracking down on illegal immigrants, very harshly. But the Senate this week started debate on a bill that would actually allow some illegals to stay here as guest workers.
Senators
yes.
have nannies.
Exactly. Well, actually, the title of the legislation is the But Who Else Will Trim Our Hedges Act of 2006.
Exactly right. It's an ugly, ugly future out there without America's illegal immigrants. I mean, think about the Americans that aren't illegal immigrants. Would you let them in your house? I mean, no.
All right, Mary. Your last quote comes from a very angry letter sent this week to the Boston Herald newspaper.
From watching too many episodes of The Sopranos, your staff seems to have acquired the belief that any Sicilian gesture is obscene.
That was someone defending himself from the charges that he had made an obscene gesture at a reporter in church, no less, who says he may be Italian, but he is never rude.
Justice Antonin Scalia.
Very good. The Supreme Court justice, after attending Mass at a Boston-area church, was asked by reporters if people could trust him to be impartial when it came to cases involving religion. Now, in response, he made a gesture that you, listening at home, can make yourself right now. What you do is you lift your hand, you rest your fingernails under your chin, and you flick them forward as if removing a piece of lint, trying to send it across the room. The Herald says this gesture was obscene. Scalia angrily denied it. And in response to his insult about watching too much Sopranos episodes, the Herald consulted a Sopranos cast member. In his judgment, quote, well, it's not like grabbing your crotch, not that bad an obscenity, but it is an obscenity. It's something you would do after paying a bookie to your bookie, but not something you'd do in a church.
We had a lively internet debate about this. We wrote about it this week.
Oh, I love lively internet debate. It's a lively internet debate.
Certainly livened up your week.
Lively. Oh, it's one of the great phrases of the early 21st century, lively internet debate. Oh, go ahead. Tell us. I don't know if we'll be able to stand the excitement.
Actually, there's a piece of information that might help this. There are readers.
You actually found out what this meant.
I did. No. I did. There was some debate about how insulting this really was and if it was obscene. And one of the readers wrote in and said, yes, but what does it actually mean, literally? And another reader said that it comes from the notion that you are not worth the hair on my chin. So that's
so
hence
it, so
the,
it comes from the three pigs?
There are nine.
Nine.
So, Carl, how did Mary do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Mary had three correct answers. Mary, you win our prize. Congratulations.
Right. Well done.
Mary. Oh, the beginning of
another George Mason champion.
That's right. The beginning of a big weekend in Fairfax. Well,
absolutely.
It's only the beginning, yes.
Well, thanks so much for playing our game, Mary.
Thanks for having.
Bye-bye.
Bye.